Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Here we are again. Thank you guys for the reviews. We still need more though.
Yeah.
Up on iTunes, you know.
Please keep reviewing.
That's how you get important, when you have reviews.
We dream of reviews.
We do.
It's lovely. Yeah, actually, it's great to hear your feedback as well.
Yeah, so. That's true. Make sure they're positive. Okay, anyway.
No negative Nancys.
I never heard that. I like that. Debbie Downers. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Logan, what's our first question?
I work for a large and prestigious company that I can't wait to leave. I've been there for 9 months, and I figure I need to stay there for at least a year before I take on the next position. How do I look for my next job and not get caught by my current employer?
That's such a good question. Yeah. I'm so glad somebody's asking this.
Yeah, well, actually, I would love to normalize the fact that this is not uncommon, right? To work for a prestigious company that actually the culture is not so fun or inviting or helpful. Mm-hmm. So to want to leave after 9 months is understandable.
Yes.
Right? This is sort of getting a certificate in prestigious company credibility.
Yeah, I think most prestigious companies look great on the resume because they assume that you've learned some important skills, probably.
Yeah.
You've learned, you know, structure, because that's usually very prestigious companies have a lot of corporate structure.
Yes.
Yes. And that's about it.
And errand running, probably.
Right. Right.
Getting a lot of coffee.
And, lackey work.
Donuts.
Yeah. And long hours. All right. So how does this person look for the next job and not get caught by the current employer? Kathy, I know you've got great ideas about
this. Yeah. See, you know, first of all, you never want to get caught, because when you do get caught, you get fired.
Uh-huh.
I will never forget. We had a client who was just walking, the boss was walking by somebody's desk and saw the resume up on their computer, their desktop.
Right.
This is a no-no.
No resumes on their desktop. Right.
Just keep your resume off your workplace computer.
So discretion.
Take an iPad with you. You know, everyone's got some other kind of technology.
Yeah.
Or keep it on your phone if you need to send it to people. But don't bring it to your workplace computer.
No.
No. No. No.
And don't print it on the workplace.
Don't print it and then someone sees, oh, hey,
no copy.
Your resumes are in the printer.
That's happened many times, right?
Well, this client of ours just had to fire her.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
so obvious.
It was just too obvious.
Which, by the way, you might do just because you're ticked off. Like, sometimes we act out that way.
Oh, you mean revenge? Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like passive-aggressive behavior that you may not even be conscious of, so... To your point, you have to really be careful not to do those things, even unconsciously.
I think another red flag is wearing an interview suit. Yeah, exactly. When they're accustomed to seeing you in your sneakers, you know, they're just more laid back. If you look like your hair is done differently, your makeup is on, that's for a woman.
Yeah.
Maybe not. or you just look like you're going on an interview, that's a problem.
So bring your clothes in a gym bag or something?
That's one thing. I mean, we've allowed some of our clients to come here and change their attire and then, you know, come back again and change.
So 119 West 23rd.
Get out of here. This is not open to the general public.
We're going to have a whole line of people outside of the office.
Find a safe place to change,
You have friends that work in other places, and so maybe you could change there.
Yeah.
You could sometimes change in your car. In New York City, you don't want to change on the subway, but you can go to a department store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are some, you know, you have to be creative about this, or take an afternoon off if you have, you know, and try to do two interviews.
Say you have doctor's appointments or something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have some kind of something personal, take a personal time off.
Yeah.
But be very careful of that, because if you really look like you've been on an interview, they then start looking.
Yeah. For evidence.
Right.
Okay, so I think those are all great tips. I also think that sometimes you can be so afraid of being discovered that you don't take action. So, you know, I think
okay, that's a good point.
One way to think about this is that it's not necessarily that you're going to go directly and apply, but you need to start doing information interviews with people who can connect you to your next great position, right? Mm-hmm. You want to get out into professional associations, be seen, be friendly. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we always talk about, you know, being part of a project or a task force, but showcasing your talents, mm-hmm. really doing that consciously if you're getting ready to leave.
You know, I always think job hunting, job searching is kind of like finding a spouse. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Dating.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you really have to put the effort into it.
You do.
So you have a full day of work, but you're still going to have to put a couple of hours into this. So whether it's going to events in the evening or in the morning, sending out a bunch of emails, resumes.
Right.
Going to, you know, industry events just to network, but you definitely have to put the time into this. It won't happen if you don't.
Right. Well, and it doesn't have to be tons of time, right? If you put in 10 minutes every morning just to see what's out there, what events could I go to, or where might I send my resume, who can I contact, you could get a certain momentum going.
Yeah, I'll tell you another thing. This is really not the question, but resume formats are changing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so are cover letters. They're now called pain letters. So there's lots and lots of articles up on Career Builder and Yahoo.com that if you're embarking upon a job change, you should just be reading.
Yeah. Updating.
If you don't want
upgrading.
To pay me to do...
if you don't want to come to 119 West 23rd Street
and change and get career counseling,
there's tons of articles out there. I've probably even written some of them. But there's new techniques, which is important to know.
Yeah. All right. But so go do it. Don't not do it, right? For fear of being discovered.
Well, I think that's a really good point, Ms. Therapist, bringing up that people will avoid because they don't want to get caught. I think that's a really good question. So just follow these simple rules of, you know, just don't do it in the workplace.
Discretion.
Yeah.
If you're going to date, don't make it an affair that everyone finds out about.
Okay.
Like, don't have sex in the hallway. I mean, that's not what you would do.
All right. That's similar to don't put your resume up on your desktop.
Or don't wear
don't
your
have sex
suit.
In the hallway. Okay. If that's working for Catherine today.
Sex always sells. That's all I know.
I'm trying to get our
market. Reviews. Trying to spice it up.
That's a different website.
We can talk about the Clinton administration.
Speaking of Monica, a lot of women could have been her.
Put out her resume? Oh.
Yeah. Well, a lot of women could have been
her. Right, and that's probably not the best way to look for your next job, although depending. But we don't really encourage that. We really encourage building your professional network.
Exactly.
Discreetly.
Right. Why don't we just go to a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Yes.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
All right, welcome back. Logan, we have a second question, I believe.
I'm at my first job and I'm ready to move on. I know that when I apply for a new job, they will ask me for references. Who should I give? I'm afraid to give my boss as a reference because then he'll know I'm leaving.
You can never give your boss as your reference unless he's an ex-boss.
Or unless you're being fired.
No, then you don't want to give him.
That's right. That's true.
No, I think this is a really good question because how do you choose your references is important.
Yes.
And, you know, early on, I would say, you know, I had to figure that out. But at this point, you know, we have so many references. It's a matter of like, who do you knock off the list? Mm-hmm. But early in your career,
it's a challenge.
Right. And you want to be sort of actively look for a mentor or somebody mm-hmm. who has had an experience of your work that they could speak
Right. So if it's a colleague or someone who you've worked with professionally, they may serve as a reference.
They may. And I would like you to focus on somebody who's higher up than you.
Yeah. In a higher position.
Whenever I see references that are lateral, you know, a coworker that you worked with, well, I'm not going to call that person.
Yeah.
That's, of course, they're going to say you're great. they don't know. They don't know how to judge you. So, there might be a manager in another department, volunteer for projects outside of your department.
Who's discreet also, though, right?
Right. They can't be the blabbermouth of the company.
And they must know that you, they must understand that you need to move forward in your career.
I mean, I think most people in other departments don't care. You know, they kind of get, I mean, everybody, no, really, if they're not your immediate boss, they usually, if you go to them and say, look, I am looking, I want to make more money, or I want to move up the ladder, they usually will serve as a reference for you.
Yeah. I was thinking also, if you're fairly new out of school, that there may be a former professor that you could use as not a primary, but a secondary reference to someone who knows your work habits and your approach to solving problems.
Yeah, I mean, I think as soon as possible, you want to walk away from the personal references and try to find professionals. So even if you joined some group, an association in your industry, and you volunteered for a project, you'd have some referrals there.
Yeah. So once again, as with our former question, it is about getting out and about and being seen, showcasing your talents, having other people know your capabilities so that you can call on them as a reference.
So you always like to talk about the person that can't do that. Because I represent the person who can. So what do they do?
Well, I think the truth is that that kind of person probably still has fans, you know, because even if you're introverted or shy, you may be a wonderful producer of great work. I mean, we know quite a few professionals who are of that ilk. And so it is then about asking. The harder thing for an introverted person is to ask for the reference, right? Mm-hmm. So you really have to stop and think about who knows my capabilities and go to them, be willing to go to them and make that request.
Oh, so you think you have to ask the person.
For a reference?
I usually don't ask.
Really? Yeah. You just put their name on the resume and then they get that call?
Well, because I know that they, you know me and they know the quality of my work. I mean, we just gave a reference for someone. She didn't call us and ask us.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any issue with that.
Right. But I think if you are an introverted person,
oh, an
you
introvert.
Need to ask.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually think it's a good idea to ask anyway, personally. I think.
Or just to let them know, hey, I'm going to put your name on.
Right. Not to presume.
I mean, usually when you have had one or two jobs, when you leave a job, people will say to you, hey, use me as a reference.
Yes.
And then, you know you can use that.
Right.
I think the more credible they are, the better they make you look.
Yes.
So you want to befriend people in your field that have some credibility.
Who you respect. So that's one thing to look for as well.
I'm going for the Pope one day.
You could start with the Cardinal. Yeah.
And I haven't figured out how to get to him yet. But
we've been trying to get there. We want Oprah to endorse us.
Oh, right. We have not gotten too close there.
Oprah, if you're listening now.
Because we know you are.
Cough, cough, wink, wink.
Yeah. See, when you have references like that, you don't even they don't even make the calls.
Yes, that's right. That'd be great to give Oprah as a reference for a job interview.
That would be really cool. All right, don't do that if you don't know her.
Yeah, that's please don't.
Nor Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I don't know about her work.
It depends if what field you're in. It depends. If you're in, certain fields, her name might be really hot.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Right. So what we're saying is, Kathy really said it the best, which is to look for people who are in slightly higher positions than you are and form those relationships. If you are a shyer person, asking may be a bit of an exercise in and of itself, but make sure to circulate and start building those connections so you have them as references.
Yeah, that's it for this segment. So thank you for tuning in.
Yes, join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And please review us on iTunes and don't forget to send us your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.